It's caught me by surprise. Valentine's Day was a big, hairy deal in elementary school because you had to give cards to everyone in your class, even the kid who made you step in dog poop. Then the class mom brought in pink frosted cupcakes, and we traded those little candy hearts that said, "Hot baby," and "Be mine." The holiday went underground in middle school. No parties, no shoeboxes with red cutout hearts for your drugstore Valentines. To tell someone you liked them, you had to use layers and layers of friends, as in, "Janet told me to tell you that Stephen told me that Dougie said Carome was talking to April, and she hinted that Sarah's brother Mark has a friend named Tony who might like you. What are you going to do?" It is easier to floss with barbed wire than admit you like someone in middle school. I go with the flow toward my locker. We are all dressed in down jackets and vests, so we collide and roll like bumper cars at the state fair. I notice envelopes taped to some lockers, but don't really think about it until I find one on mine. It says, "Melinda." It has to be a joke. Someone put it there to make me look stupid. I peer over my left shoulder, then my right, for groups of evil kids pointing at me. All I see are the backs of heads. What if it is real? What if it's from a boy? My heart stops, then stutters and pumps again. No, not Andy. His style is definitely not romantic. Maybe David Petrakis, my lab partner. He watches me when he thinks I can't see him, afraid I'm going